Mas besides that, you have the Isser Vayeva Amoni Mavad Kal Hashem, Sevesh Advash, the Kidnas Kambalechem Mayim, and then says, Le'ova Hashem Rekecha Lishmer Odilon, Vayahafe Hashem Rekecha Fes Akol Ezrocha, Vahef Hashem Rekecha. So the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to listen to Bilam, so he was Mahapet the Kol Ezrocha. It's a strange musik, the word Vayahafel. With one thing, Bilam was the power of Harisel, and after the Shabbat who stopped the Kielis, that's a getter to remember the Chaski Hashem that he didn't remember, that he wasn't Kayas, and he didn't allow the false to be held. And then the second thing, I thought it was Vayahafel. Here it's Mashmah was one Pulu Kilo. I asked Hashem Rekecha as a call of Rekha, he turned the calls into Rekha. Because I'll say then is, in every Rekha that he gave, you could tell what Kilo he wanted to. But it's Mashmah Kilo, that's the Etzim Pulu, it's not two separate in Yana. And it needs to understand, it's a new and part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu that we're not familiar with. Another Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mahatma, a call to Rekha. It's not two separate Maisim. The fact that the Pesach is trying to tell us, it's not telling me the Chasei Hashem to Kal Yisrael, that's it. It's trying to tell me how Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from Bilam. That we said Bilam was a Klala, that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. So it's Mashma Kaka that the Vayahafet is the way in which Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from Bilam. It's not two things that he saved us and gave us good, but the Etzim saving from Bilam was the Pula of Yisrael. And needs to understand this kind of help, this myla of people. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, he takes it very literally, and he asks Akasha, what the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyas one rega, and Bilam knew to be Mechav to Das Aryeh what rega HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyas, and he wanted to use that rega and to be Mekal of Israel. So Tosfos asks, what could you say in one rega? So Tosfos says, Kali, that you can say, destroy them, the word Kali meaning destroy them utterly. Strange, if Tosfos is looking for like a short word, the word Ritzach is also three letters. Well, it's hard to understand exactly what are you trying to figure out of here. But Tosfos says that the Vayahafet, that Kalim is Melech. Kalim is a word that when you turn it around, it becomes Melech. So that's why it says in the Pesach, the Kriyas Melech Goy, that in those days, instead of Kalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on how it became Melech. So Tosfos, whatever it means, the Kalim is the Melech, but at least Tosfos kind of understands that the Haficha was literally, because I'm hard of both Kalim, and you can turn it around and becomes Melech. So it sharpens the Nekuda of it being a type of Hatzalah Fire, so it's called Haficha. Besides the Metzias, you find this type of Ahavya in Purim, the Nahafei Fuh, in a more subtle way in the beginning in Gracious, when Yaakov Avinu, Esav was out to kill Yaakov, and the Sarshal Esav was out to destroy Yaakov, and he fought with him all night. When it came morning, the guy was ready to go. He was tucker. So he twisted his arm and told him, I won't let you go. Unless you give me a bracha, I'm not letting you go. I mean, l'chur, it's madness. You all night long, you're trying to get rid of him. And now in the morning, you say, one second. It's like the first night there's a rob in the house, and he fights with him. The guy has a gun to his head, and he finally manages to get the gun out of him. So instead of chasing, and the robber is ready to go away, now he grabs him and tries to rob the robber. It's not the Derech Haolam. I mean, he's holding on to the sashays. The sashays trying to desperate to destroy him. His prime is able to get a puppet from him, and now you hold him down for Bracha. It's definitely the Hanhaga of Yahav Kashem is a call of Bracha. But it needs understanding why in that context and why Yaakov did it. One more to do it. This is Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Mahatah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahatah Maisav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahatah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hanhaga has a name. The name of that Hanhaga is called Meira. It's a Chazal. Chazal is in Shmois Rabbah. It says, Imre lo lekin manura ma'asecha. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu manura ma'asecha. How awesome are your ma'asim. Ketzav, Chazal say, Hanitzlovim sovim es sovvehem. The people who were hung up, who were put on the tzlav, put their persecutors onto the tzlav. The people that were killed the people that tried to kill them. And Hanitlim Tolim Es Talehem. And the people that were hung, hang up the people that tried to hang them. The one who is, it refers to specifically to Paroi. Paroi tried to kill Paiso Bamayim, and they killed him Bamayim. Haman was Taylor by himself, and they were Taylor him, and the servant told me, so there, I guess it was Levi. It's a remnant of Chazal's Levi. But so here Chazal point at this Hanhaga, that a Hanhaga of a Tzolvim, and it's Levi, Tzolvim is Tzolvim, and they call it Manurim, Imelu Kim Manurim Asecha, that a Kodesh Baruch was Maisim Manurim, and the Meiros is this thing. So we have a name for this Hanhaga, and this Hanhaga is called Meiros. And I'd like to be misamic a little bit into the Hanhaga that's called Meiros. A lot of this Indian is very, the big part of Tariqus, the Ezra is Meiros and brings the Indian down to the floor. But it just be Masbid. There's a Goyen. The Goyen says, he speaks about by in the Makkos, it says that there was a Gera Hatzoka, there was a Zerah and a Kriya, and the Meiror is Gedele. Three in Yonah. There was a Gera Hatzoka, and that it says is Deva, there was Zerah and a Kriya, that's a Cherev, the Meiror is Gedele, to Gilu Shechina. It's a very strange mix of things. So the Goyen says over here that these three, he writes two more in Yom, but the other two in Yom are repeating. What's in the Gemara in Yomenu, the Goyen is purveyor that there are three Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he uses. And one is, Yera Chazota is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys that which is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comes down hard on that on his Peres Adin. And those in Yanim are in Yanim of Midas Adin being Perea and taking away killing things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be misgabed. That's one Mahalak. The second Mahalak is Zerah Netuya. Just like when you stick out a hand to help somebody, it's a prina of helping the tzaddik. That's what he's going to say. So what's Meirah says, what's Sugilu Yashkina? So what's the third Hanhaga? You can destroy the Ra, you can help the Toy. Where's the third Hanhaga? So the Goyen says, is Megalos the Oymik Mufla of this Hanhaga. Meirah's Gedolus, Gilu Shechina, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the Tov by destroying the Ra. In other words, it's as if a person were to take an IV line and bring over the blood from the rat or the toy, and the chiyus that you take away from the toy, from the chiyus that you take away from the rat is infused in the toy, that is the akilish chiyus. So the Goyim says that anhaga of Meira is an anhaga that stands in the middle and above both these anhagas. One anhaga is helping Toy, is destroying Ra, but where the destruction of Ra builds the Toy, that anhaga is called Meira. If you want a little bit to give it a little bit of mamashas in the name, the Gemara says, Ish ha-yere, v'rach ha-leva, should leave the battlefield, can yimas v'avechav imay. When a person is stronger than someone else, so my strength overcomes the other person. But when I frighten someone else, so it means that my strength causes his energy to sap. The person sees me and is frightened by me, So he gets a rip from your dying from my kayak, and vice versa. When a person sees an enemy who's scared of him, he becomes stronger. So in Neira, Gevura itself is the objective strength that I have over the other person. I'm stronger than the other person, I'm more powerful, and the way I win. But it's not, the other person's weakness doesn't feed into my strength. He's as strong as he is. I am more strong, and that's the yachas. When I succeed in frightening somebody, the relationship feeds into each other. The more overbearing I am, the more chalishas adas the other person has. The more chalishas the other person has, the more kifas adas I get. So even on a physical level, we have some marshal, the meirah, where meirah gives, where it's a way that one chosha feeds the other chosha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate anhaga, that's why you have a kelach gadol gibor van meira, that meira is something which is, it's an anhaga that combines the two, and if gadol is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives toiv to tzadikim, so gadol chazum midas ha-toiv, and the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vesteret, you know? And Mira is where they come together, where the Piran then becomes a feeder for the Matan Sadi. That's the brain of the Galatas, the Pshat in the Mira. Daran Hagga has somebody who was Kovea Daran Hagga. And that the name of that person is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one that said, "Manoira hamochem azeh, eivikim beis elokim." In other words, he was megala kela godla gibor vanoira. Meira is connected Yaakov Avinu. The midah of Yaakov is the midah of Meira, and it's the midah that combines the two. Yaakov Avinu is the one that twisted Esav, the sash Esav, to get the block from him. In other words, it's not just you might as well get something extra out of Esau. Yaakov's midah does not allow for just overcoming Ra. Just overcoming Ra is it's a failure on the side of Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu's midah is the midah of like we said before. It's the midah of Meira. Had he just staved off Esav's side and defended himself, that would not have been a victory for Yaakov. Yaakov's mitzvah is that where he squeezes a bracha out of the anhaga of Esav, where the Esav is trying to mekal him, his mahapach to a bracha. That's the anhaga of Yaakov. The Zohar says, Meira of the Yaakov, that Meira is the meat of Yaakov. So you have an anhaga called Meira, and this anhaga is, like we said before, it takes the payoff of whatever is Ra and feeds it the Torah, and the protagonist of it is Yaakov Avinu. Let's try to understand it a little bit. But why is this called Gilui Shchina? You have in the Metzius of the world, you have different inyanim that are not related to each other. For instance, if I have a shoe store in New York and someone has an electronic store in England, we could both be doing very well, and that's why. We could both be doing terrible. I could be doing well, we could be doing terrible, and vice versa. These are two inyanim that don't have a kesher with each other. Let's say we both sell shoes in one place. We both sell shoes on the same street in New York. So then, every penny that I get is passed from the other person's cheshbon, and vice versa. The reason is because since there's one overlying mucker, there's one overlying source for our panasa, which is the needs of shoes for people in New York. So whatever I get has to be on the cheshbon of the other person, and vice versa. So those hanhagas are hanhagas that are all, because they come from one place, there's one pool of people that have one need, and we're both tapping that need, so each one is on the cheshbon of the other person. Masha'in Kain, if we're in two completely different places, two completely different industries, so the mucker is someplace else. My mucker is in New York, your mucker is in England. My mucker is the need for shoes, your mucker is the need for electronics. So one of those has to be out there completely, because each one is coming from different mucker. So the klal gadol is that when two inyanim are meveya from two shrashim, then each one's mitzias stands by itself. It's totally not, it doesn't relate at all to the other person. It doesn't correlate in any sense. When two things are yearning for one mucker, then they correlate in inverse proportion. That one has to be on the head of the other, because the uniqueness is comes from one place. And either or, I mean, a place where Chazal say this cannot be Jewish, is Bayakov and Esav. Bayakov and Esav, it says that if somebody comes and tells you Tzur is curved and Yishlayim is built, believe him. If somebody tells you that the other way around, believe him also. If both of them are built, Yishlayim is Amala Sakareva. If I tell you one is curved and one is built, believe him. If I tell you that they're both built and both curved, it can't be. Because Yaakov and Esav are twins, they yearnik for one shemesh, and it's a mnemonic shot. Either this is full or this is full. There can't be a metzias of them being not independent. They are totally interdependent, because they are the same inyan in two different eitanim. The same inyan of Shefa in the Tzur of Toiv is Yaakov, and the Tzur of Ra is Esav. And the main law, it has to be that one is a Chazal. That's what Chazal say, come up with them all of what I'm saying. So, there is no such thing as Yaakov being Ratzech Esav if it's going to be in a Tzur of, if it's going to be in a tzura of one on the cheshbon, or one not on the cheshbon level, that he shouldn't have a klala, that he shouldn't have a klala from Esav alone, that Esav shouldn't kill him is not enough. He needs to get the bracha from Esav. He has to become mole from the korban of Esav. That's the type of example that has meaning over here. Let's go back to the Indian real story. In why Bilam is a separate Shmuz, I don't want to go into it, but on the Daga of Bilam, where he was aimed on the very Nekuda, what Bilam wanted to do was something awesome. He knew that there's an Hagen, he knows that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does not want to curse Kaddish Baruch Hu. He doesn't want Klal Yisrael to go under because I couldn't. And he said it. He kept saying, I can only work as long. He knew that that's what he wanted to. But he knew that there's an anhagina kadosh baruch hu that ki'ilu is independent of any other anhaga, and that's the regular kadosh baruch hu's kayas. It's ki'ilu there's a mekam in the bria that does not relate to any other anhaga. Just like a person who's a good person and a caring person, but he has a terrible streak of anger. So in the time when he's angry, he can do things that will later regret his whole life. Because that's in the tears of Kass. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, there seems to be such anhaga. And that anhaga is the regular Kadosh Baruch Hu's kayas. Ki'ilu, independent of all the other anhagas of his avin for Klal Yisrael, of his rechon for Klal Yisrael, there's a rega, and Bilam, Bilam was aiming at that kibbutz, that there is something that's independent of the rest of anhagas. There's a certain shnius, there's a certain other anhaga, and if I get to the other anhaga, I have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mehapet the Klal of Racha, because in that hanhaga, that was the ultimate gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hifrut, the ultimate gilui that is coming from one makor, is that even kalein, when you look at it from the other side, it's melech. We don't need explanation why kalein and melech are related, not leidin einu after. But lemaisa, in that nekuda of that rega, it seems independent, but when you mahasach it becomes bracha. So the gilui of that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapet bracha to klala is the klala bracha is the ultimate gilui of this hanhaga of meira. And that's what Chazal points out. Imel Lekim Anoyah Masecha, that the Neira of the Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu is that in its Slavim Atzovim as Soveyim, and in Erodim as Hargim Sergeyim, Nekvayim Atzovim as Soveyim, and so on and so forth. That is the Mida of Kadosh Baruch Hu called Neira. And Yaakov Avinu, because he's the first Rebbe, he's the one that's called Meira, and so on, he's the one that's Megala, this Anhaga, he was the one that was Megala that Anhaga to us. There's another view of that Anhaga. In a certain sense, it's the Sheresh of Lassid Yahweh. It says by the Maise of Avya Navi, within the Via Baal, it says that he told them to pour water, and then to bring fire. And the fire persisted despite they kept pouring water on it. And then it was as powerful for Ace, and Ace is greater than Shemayim. And the water didn't extinguish it. Fine. It says one more thing in the passage. It says v'samayim asher b'talo lichechu, that the fire sucked up or licked up the water in the canals around it. As it felt like canals around it was there full of water. And then when the fire came down, it lapped up the water as well. The word lichechu is, first of all, it's used for ish, but secondly, it means like to eat. It's like when you're licking something that's food for you. Meaning, not the pshat that the fire evaporated the water, but the water fed the fire. That's what the word means. The water fed the fire. V'sa'ofa ashevo v'samayim asher b'ta'ala l'teichu means if the water became the fodder for the fire, it became the fuel for the fire. The other says things are the Vayahata Hashem Alekecha as a bracha, as a kol bracha, is Oisus of Yov. In other words, the hanhaga of Eliyahu is a hanhaga that will lessively bring the process of Yitro. It says, the Heshiv Leif Avis Adonim Leif Benim Alachaisam, Yitnei Bo Yoyim Hashem Akonu Vanoira. In other words, there's a day that's going to be Noira, and the Anhoga, the Hachana for that day is that the Heshiv Leif Avis Adonim, so Rashi says that the Bonim will bring the Avis back, which is the Hefech of Tefah. The Hefech of Tefah is that Rebbe Leishon Rebchia Minayim, that the Hemshif is always weaker and worse than the Sheirish. It's always that the Anaf can never be better than the Sheirish or the Geza. And here's Anhogu with Akef. In the Iskatnes HaDeiris, there's going to be the Tzur for being Mahatma to Mahalaf and being Meshav Levavis to Bani first. So in the Eliyahu Navi, Yaakov Avinu was the one that was made Peah this Sheirish in Klai Yisrael as a Sheirish. And Eliyahu Navi is the one that's going to be Megaleh in the Sefer Shaldeva. In the Sefer Gula will also be a Tzur Kipuch. That's going to be with the Mahala of Eliyahu Navi, whose Merum is in Vayahat Hashem HaTechacha Tzachol HaBracha, and it's going to be a Gila of the Heshiv. A Pchina where it says that the Navi comes in a Dara that's Kulezakha Kulechai. The Heshiv Levavos Avonim is the Pchina of Kulechai. And that's why it's called Dima Gadol Vameira. There's a remez, it's an excellent study that's in, but it's a remez on the hand of who's in Yonim, a remez Niflav Noib. It says, Chazal say, that the Klolis, the brachas start from Aleph Atah, in the Bukhoi side, and until that's the part of the brachas now off the top. The klolos start from vav to hay, and the hay vayim leitishmu, and it finishes with a hay, which are very close to each other. It's clear that the range of klolos is slim, but it says v'loy oy elah to be true, or whatever is mehatech ani lachem es ha. As her clothes the brachas, I'll be mehaf of the clothes the brachas. The vav and the hay. It says on that parasha, it says that five times Eliyahu is written chasa, hay pa'amim Eliyahu is written chasa, and Yaakov is written mole. Yaakov Moli is above, and Eliyahu Chasa is hey, because Yaakov took a mashkin from Eliyahu, that he will bring the Gula. So five times he took a vav from him to bring the Gula. We're talking about this Sheirish, the Sheirish that's common to both them. That Shayach to the Gula is this Indian that we're talking about a people. And the Ois, the Vav, Vav of the Kodesh is also Mahapach. It's an extraordinary, strange, I mean, when you look at it from a point of view of pure dictum, it's the strangest thing. A Vav of Hebrew is a very Pashtunia. You need a conjunction. Every single language has some conjunction. It's elementary need of a language to join two things. So the Vav acting as a Vav Achibur is a very sensible Nikud and Dikud. That the Vav is a Vav Achibur is the strangest thing. It's a thing that was just some. Whatever reason that the Vav is a Vav Achibur, but that's the Vav that Yaakov kept as a master from the Yod. that it's the Rabbi Heath that they both have in common, that both of them have the koyach. Yaakov said, I want her to go Elohim came Bochemi, and Elior has that same verb to be mahat. And that's where Chazal found the hay and the verb, the klolos. If you mahat them, that's where it becomes brachos. Elior, the same Elior is the heap of the hay and the verb, that's where it becomes kulot brachos. There's another divine mitzvah, besides the mezim, which are mezim, but the etzim nekuda, that there's such an hug of people, there's an hug of meira, there's an hug of etzim meilem, we're talking about in yanim that are mamish in Yomu Shalayla. But there's a hint of pavreda that's very, very meyea. A person struggles with whatever in him needs to be struggled with. For one person, it's an atzlos, one person, it's a taiva, for one person, it's a gaiva, for one person, it's a rishis. Everyone has those in yanim that are his chalik that needs a tikkun. That's what we're here for. As hard as a person struggles, nobody wants to spend his life getting rid of a problem. Because A, it's you're not accomplishing anything. A person says to himself, for 40 years I'm wrestling with something, so that I got rid of a problem. It's not a very encouraging thought to spend a lifetime struggling with something, so that you've gotten to the diver, it's not there anymore. I mean, a lot of times one gives chan because of its sire and that, and wonderful. But a person wants something, a real accomplishment. A person looks at himself and sees whatever problems he has, whatever issues he has, and he says to himself, good, I mean, I guess, you know, I have to get, everybody else is steiging, I'm just struggling with my atzlos, with my lack of ability, with my taiva, with my gaiva, with my riches, whatever it is, everyone in his thing. There is no such thing. The etzim, on the surface, yes, it's like that. The first, a person who has taiva, the first thing he has to do is struggle with it, and rein it in, and discipline it, and make himself gzorim, and shmiris, and so on, and so on. That's the metzias, and there is no way around it. But nothing comes from any other mucker. It's the same mucker. The ultimate of all the yanim in the world is they become this hapa. There is no asav that is a chalik of ra. There's an asav that has material that when it's in asav's hands it's ra, or in Yaakov's hands it is good. The same person who's a strong bal taiva, if he takes that koyach and if he disciplines it, he's not happy with it, it becomes warmth and friendliness and so on. The same person who's got a very tough nature, if he's attacking it, it becomes a tremendous self-discipline, a tremendous drive, a tremendous ability to push himself and to demand himself, then the person, that neither becomes this happy to play because there is no shirish around the bria. On a minor level, on a temporary level, on a part of the picture, yes, certainly there's ra, certainly there are things that are laguna and ra and so on, and the way to cope with it is to stay away from it, to discipline it, whatever. But understanding that if a person struggles all night, like it says by Yaakov, that you ever ish imay, if a person, a whole night won't get to fight with him, but in the end, when it becomes morning, then those become brachas. The klolos of Bilam, if you zeicha, then those calls become brachas. There is no such thing, whatever a person's personal limitations are, whatever person's problems are, whatever person's issues are, there is nothing it's a midah meira. It's a midah that's misgala. This is called giri shchina. This is a midah that's misgala if the other midahs are misgala. But understanding as a death, understanding that a person was given things that have to be tamed, and then they become his prizes and his pride. The same person that it's very hard for him to learn, if he doesn't have the kishrayim, but when he's humble enough, then that mahalat becomes a certain solidity of knowing. Anybody who's met someone that a learned kishrayim that made it, he's got a maimer because everything is solid, because it has to be that way. So there's a long time of a vayyavik, and then there's a mahalat of the chayim. We said that there's the Yom HaGadol of Aneira of Blessed Love. And that is the safe mahalach of the Gula, of the Anavi, and so on and so forth. There's a mini Yom Neira. The reason why the days that are coming are called Yom Neiraim is because the Pasuk says Yom Gadol of Aneira Mi Yechilena. There's a big day and a fearful day. Mi Yechilena, who can hold our fear? So Hazal says Zuyom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. And by extension, the early days were called Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. The whole Kippur is called Yom Neiraim. Definitely there's the Neir of the Din, like you know, and there's definitely Yom HaDin, Mitzad, the Midas HaDin, and Mitzad, the Einesh, and the Chatanim, all these Yanim. Definitely on the personal level, so it's a day that invokes Chachat Mepherson. It should invoke Chachat Mepherson. But Mira has a much deeper connection to it. In every day when there's a gili shchina, in every day when there's a gili of hechukite, the person also has a taste of what it means when it's midas and it's hafak. The same person whose energies make him restless all the time, and he can't say what place, when he's able to throw it into a yomlet, he feels the fullest alus of the whole personality, because all of it is in it. And so on. Every person with his inyanim, on a day that's called Neira, the person is able to get a feel for it, something of feel that he feels. It goes away, mate. That Lemaisa, it means that the person understands that past the point that he will struggle with it, he understands it's possible that it should become a powerful force. The same person has got a lot of energy, and that's why he's restless during Seder. On a day when he can throw his energy into Avodas Hashem, so he gets a taste of what it means to put all of that power and energy into Avodas. So it's a mahalach that for us, meanwhile, it's mystic. It's a mahalach that is not really of the day-to-day mahalach, this mahalach of being mahalach. It's a mahalach that's business gala at great moments, and it's a mahalach that the ikur is saved for the achus hayom, that alois hashachah after the laila. But, like always, there's always a taste of it as a person goes along. There's a taste of it, understanding it, mitzad, the mitzias of the moments of ikkuf that we have in the psukim, whether it's by Bilam, whether it's by Haman, whether it's by Mitzrayim, like they say, like Chazal say, that the Tzolot Manuro Masecha. It's understanding when a person goes about day to day pushing himself and holding himself in, which for us is that way that we do day to day. The person understands that there's a tachlis of just more and so mirah, but the tachlis in the end is a tachlis which has happened, where the things he was struggling with become his greatest tools. And the person understands, and on those days that are called mirayim, on the very God of the mirah, miyukhalena, it's mirah on the one hand because of the awesomeness of the din, but it's Neira also because there's a gili that the etzem it's kula chada. And that the etzem, whatever a person succeeds in taking from Ra gets added to his assets of faith. Whatever a person is schleps out of the claws of the Ra, it doesn't get thrown away, that becomes his treasure. And a person gets a sense of the Gav HaShem L'Torah HaKol, the Rechel Shehita.